In the 1960s, Marshall McLuhan called the computer an extraordinary extension of the human central nervous system. With smaller computers, the idea of wearing one has become more feasible, perhaps even desirable. Some of the same gadgets that have helped people, such as cell phones and laptops, also encumber them. Engineers in the high-tech industry are working on a variety of devices that are not only small enough to wear, but durable enough to go into the laundry with the rest of the wash. From member station KQED, Peter John Schuler reports.
Inside the San Jose, California offices of Infineon Technologies, Stefan Jung with the firm's wearable electronics project shows off the device he believes will make it all possible.
It's a special package for an electronic module which is attached to this, well, conductive textile stripes. And the special thing about it is you can wash it, dry clean it, and it won't affect the electronics in it.
To demonstrate the product, Infineon commissioned fashion designers to create prototype garments, from slinky dresses to jogging jackets with a built-in MP3 player. A replaceable cartridge, about the size of a postage stamp, slips into a slot in the clothing. It contains both the batteries to power the system and about 2 hours of downloaded music. On the jogging jacket, headphones are built into the hood drawstrings. Although these are just prototypes, Jung sees a ready market.
I see many, many people jogging around, walking around, having their Walkman or CD player in their hands.
But entertainment is just a tiny portion of the potential Jung envisions for the technology. From security applications to biomedical monitors that record and report vital signs such as heart rate or blood pressure. And even those examples just scratch the surface.
Hey, check this out. I have a wearable computer here with a Pentium inside, runs Java Genie and Java Spaces.
Doug Sutherland developed what he called the Java Jacket while working at Sun Microsystems a couple of years ago. Here he demonstrates it on a real audio clip from his personal website. The black leather jacket with the Java logo on the back was a fully functional computer, complete with internet access, a GPS receiver, and a host of other esoteric functions, such as the ability to remotely control lights and appliances in his home from anywhere in the world.
You see my sleeve display. And here's my living room in the Santa Cruz Mountains.
Sutherland now works for Santa Monica-based Charm Technologies, a spin-off from the MIT Media Lab. The company aims to become a world leader in wearable internet products and has already introduced the first commercially available wearable computer. Okay, so you can't throw it in the wash, but it's a start. Many experts think such devices will be widely available within the next decade. Meanwhile, a growing community of people who call themselves cyborgs have already committed to developing and wearing prototypes of wearable computers all the time. The devices have gotten smaller and the interface has gotten simpler over the years, and many so-called cyborgs see this second skin of technology as the next step in evolution. For NPR News, I'm Peter John Schuler in San Jose, California.
The time is 21 minutes before the hour.